Welcome back to a brand new episode of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Olsom from Refined Purpose. Welcome back, guys. And if you're listening to this podcast, that means that this is a very special podcast. And the reason why it's special is because I just had my 10-year wedding anniversary on Friday, March 1st. So it's probably the 3rd when you're listening to this, or the 4th. I can't keep track of dates. But hi guys, welcome back to a special anniversary episode of the podcast. And if you don't know who I am, my name's Jessica. I am a 31-year-old mom to two boys, Charles and Benjamin, who are 5 and 3. And I just love sharing gospel-centered motherhood with other moms to help us be able to view the world through the biblical lens of the Bible. And just remember that the Bible is enough for our walk as moms, and that it's the best parenting book that you can use in your life. And today I want to talk about a very special topic, and it might sound kind of weird, but I just want to look back on my marriage and what was the biggest cause of most of the issues that we've had in our marriage. I don't really talk a lot about my relationship on social media. I'll share glimpses here and there, but me and my husband, Thomas, we have known each other now for over 12 years. We met when we were 19, and I used to post about him on my Facebook way back when I was 19, but now we're kind of to this like quiet point in our marriage of where we're like, we don't really need to post publicly to understand that we love each other. We're more of like, we're very affectionate behind the scenes, but we're not that couple that kind of parades our relationship. It's just not who we are. But we met when we were 19, and today I just wanted to share about what I've learned over the last 12 years, what God has done in my life, and maybe share some insight to maybe help you in your marriage spot some things. And so today I want to talk about the biggest stumbling block in what has kept me or my husband in enjoying our marriage, and what I think is a stumbling block for a lot of us in our marriage relationships. And today we're going to talk about pride. Today we're going to talk about why pride is the root cause of most sin, and why it can cause so many issues in our marriage. So if you're interested in listening to this, I just want to first and foremost say, pride affects every single person that is alive and every single Christian as we walk our sanctification out. It's something we're all going to have to deal with, and it's going to rear its ugly head. And you know, we'll go through seasons of maybe we won't struggle with pride, but today I want to talk about pride because it is just a really big part of where a lot of our issues stem from as people. So a really good analogy I like to use for pride is a tree. So you have this tree and it has its branches. And if you look up in the branches of the tree, you know, you're going to look and see like a lot of different sins up there. You're going to see like maybe the sin of discontent, maybe the sin of lack of self-control. Maybe overindulgence, spending too much money, whatever sin. You know, you have these sins that are up in the branches. And, you know, we try and pick those sins off of the branches, you know, and we take them down. And maybe sometimes we do fine and we get some of those things down. But what we haven't addressed is the root system of the tree. And a lot of the times, to effectively be able to stop those sins and not have them be super reoccurring, we need to address the roots of the tree. And at the root of most sin is pride. And that is what will so often cause us to have these lasting issues. And I recently, this last year, was by my pastor. He gave me this book to read as kind of an assignment. And it's called Humility, True Greatness by C.J. Mahaney. And it is such a good book. And it talks about pride. It talks about how it is such a crucial part of our lives and why we need to be aware of it. And there's so many just great parts of this book, but I wanted to read to you some parts that really, really impacted me, because it's just It's such a good book. So it's called Humility by C.J. Mahaney. And it talks about pride and why it's such a bad thing and why God hates pride so much. So here is why. So here's his quote, and this is why. Pride is when sinful human beings aspire to the status and position of God and refuse to acknowledge their dependence on Him. And the reason why this affects so much of our lives is because this is kind of at the root of this any sins that we'll have in our lives. It's when we refuse to acknowledge our dependence on Him, and we will aspire to be in the status and position of God. And it talks about why pride is one of the first sins that we see, but it also says here that pride not only appears to be the earliest sin, but that it's at the core of all sin. And it says, pride, John Stott writes, is more than the first of the seven deadly sins. It is itself the essence of all sin. And it's a really serious sin, and it's something we all struggle with to some degree. And that is what pride is. Pride is when sinful human beings aspire to the status and position of God and refuse to acknowledge their dependence on Him. And this is something that I recognized as I read this, was something that really affected my marriage from the time I got married to through the many years that I faced with my husband, because at the root of most of the issues that we were having, whether we were arguing, whether it was things I was concerned about, a lot of the times I had pride because I felt entitled to be treated a certain way. I had expectations that were rooted in pride of wanting to be treated a certain way, or, you know, I felt wronged, or, you know, I was angry for XYZ. And at a lot of those root issues in my marriage, it kind of just goes back to pride. And as wives, we are told a lot of messages from the world about how we should look at our husbands. And it's often through the lens of pride, because pride is always about we want the best for ourselves, and we're looking out for ourselves. And pride is not looking out for our spouse. Pride is, you know, I deserve to be treated that way. My husband should do better for me because XYZ. And so a lot of the issues that is just stem from marriage can oftentimes stem from pride. And there's this quote in this book that I really, really love, and it talks about humility. And it says, humility is honestly assessing ourselves in light of God's holiness and our sinfulness. And I think that pride, you know, we're forgetting to assess ourselves in light of God's holiness and our sinfulness. We're looking at ourselves and we're puffing ourselves up and we're saying that we're better. And oftentimes we look at our husbands with pride and say, you know, I'm not that bad, but we're puffing ourselves up and we're not looking at our husbands through the lens of Christ. And so pride can be a really big issue, and it's something that I've struggled with over the years. Everyone struggles with it, and I think it's really important to realize what pride is. And this book puts it so well, of basically it's us kind of forgetting our status with God. We're trying to not only elevate ourselves, but we're forgetting at how dependent we are on Christ. And so in everything we do in our lives as wives, there can often be times of where we kind of put ourselves in the status and position of God, and we forget about our own dependence on Him. And instead of putting our dependence on God, we'll put the dependence on our husband. And then we get prideful with our husbands because we're putting our husbands in the place of, you know, we're refusing to acknowledge our dependence on God. We're putting our dependence on our husbands, but then we get prideful over acting like we're better than our husbands, or that they have so much more growing to do than us. And before you know it, you are completely blinded to maybe how you're viewing your husband. And so for me, I particularly struggled with this because I felt like I had my life together. You know, I didn't have the same struggles as my husband, and that pride kind of made me not view him through the lens of scripture, of looking at him through him being redeemed and sanctified and through the blood of God, blood of Christ. And so instead of seeing what God was doing in my husband's life, I just would spend all that time with that pride of picking him apart. And that just caused so many issues in our marriage in the young years that we had, and then just as we grew. But it also causes you, when you're prideful, you know, you are having these expectations, and when you have the pride, it leads to all these other sins of, you know, wanting marriage to be for your own happiness instead of serving. And it leads you to feel entitled to be treated a certain way. Now, I'm not saying you should let your husband treat you like garbage, but so often we in our heads as wives can kind of puff ourselves up to being like, he should be treating me this way. You know, he should be coming home and doing X, Y, Z. Why do I have to do all of this? And pride makes us just pick apart our spouse. And so I wanted to dive into just scripture and what scripture says about pride. And I have a ton of verses for this because there's just so much about what the Bible says about pride. And so I'm going to read over some of these and, you know, we'll talk about them. And yeah, let's see what the Bible says. So these aren't in any order, by the way. They're kind of all over. So Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. And I think it's really important that as you read verses, you kind of see the parts that are happening here. So when there's pride, we see there's going to be disgrace with it. But the contrast of that, which is what Proverbs does a lot, it's compare and contrasting, but with the humble is wisdom. So we see with pride comes disgrace, but with humble there is wisdom. So we're already seeing right off the bat, you know, that pride, you're always going to come with disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. And a lot of the times this can happen is when you're having a conversation with your husband and you have this moment of where you can choose to be gracious, you can choose to be humble. Maybe you're tired, maybe you're having a disagreement over it, and you have this opportunity as a wife to, which road am I going to choose? I'm going to be prideful, I'm going to argue my way, or am I going to speak humbly with some grace here? And this has happened so many times in our own marriage of where maybe we've had a disagreement about something, and you get to that moment. And I think as Christians, we need to be honest in saying, yeah, I recognize when I get to that moment. So often we act like we don't know when that moment is, but I think it is good to recognize, okay, yeah, I know when that moment is. And, you know, so often we will justify that we don't know when that moment is, but we can all recognize when our toes get to that line of where you have that opportunity to choose pridefulness or humility. And so often we lack self-control and we just go for the pride because it seems like the easier route because we're prideful and we want to be right. And then you end up having this big argument, it blows up, and your husband feels disrespected and you're upset because he doesn't hear you, when in reality, if you would have chosen self-control and humility, you probably would have been able to have a good conversation. And so Proverbs 13:10 says, where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. This can be a hard one because as wives, sometimes we can be really bad about taking advice for our husbands. And this one is one that was really hard for me because there were particular relationships I had with friendships in my life, and my husband would be giving me advice and I would struggle with my pride. I didn't want to do what his advice was. And here's the thing, his advice was 100% correct. And I got burned in, you know, relationships and experienced some really unfortunate relationships collapsing because I did not take the advice of my husband. So here we see where there's strife, there's pride. Yet again, you know, maybe your husband's trying to give you advice. You have the opportunity to choose the wisdom in whatever the advice is. And this happens in friendships too. And sometimes we'll choose the strife instead of, you know, no, I'm not that way. Why would you say that to me? You know, you're wrong. Why do you get to tell me advice? Why do you get to be the one to speak this into me? When in reality, it's like, okay, this is my husband. God has placed him in my life. I need to take this advice. And then we have James 4:6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So literally in our marriages, when we are being prideful as wives, it is not good for us. It is not putting us on a working team together with our husbands of where we're going to get that favor that we would get when we're humble. God hates pride. It's one of the most detestable things to him. And so when we get really prideful as wives or proud, and you know, we start seeing those habits pick up in our marriage of where we're nitpicking, where we're getting on them, we are not being able to get that favor of humility. So already we're standing on the wrong leg. So Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourselves. And so this can be one of the areas that I see a lot of wives struggle with, and it's one of those things of where maybe they have a really hard job, or maybe your husband works and you stay at home, and there's this balance of, okay, yes, you worked all day, that was really hard, but I'm also tired because I stayed home all day with the kids, and I'm also tired. And so often we want it to be our husband to be the one to step up and serve us. But my pastor had a really good point to share with me and my husband when we were talking with him one day. And when it comes to kind of that crazy cycle, it is up to whoever is the most mature one in that moment to choose to not indulge in the crazy cycle. And so often what happens is we get to that line of where who is going to be the one to serve. And so often we want it to be our husbands, so we will be prideful and we will be the one out of selfish ambition wanting to be served. And you know, everyone loves to be served. There's nothing wrong with that. I love it when my husband serves me, but there are going to be moments of where we need to serve our husbands, but we're too tired, so we want them to serve us. And it always creates such strife in our marriages because they're tired and then we're arguing with them. Well, why don't you just help me with the dishes? I'm tired too. My work at home is hard. I've been working with the kids. You don't see me. And what just happened? We just chose pride again. Now, there's going to be moments that those things happen where you're going to have to, you know, you're going to mess up. It's going to happen. We're going to face 100 of those circumstances. So we're going to have moments that we have to apologize to our spouses for that. And there's going to be times that God is prompting our husbands to serve us. But we should be excited to, in humility, value others above ourselves. And this is something that I have learned around, and God has really shown me the blessing in humility. Because when I tell you that I love to serve others, I'm telling you, like, there's such a blessing in serving other people, so much more than getting myself served. And don't get me wrong, my husband serves me well and I love it, but there's something about when you're in this place of humility of serving other people that you, and it's not even that you're getting fed. It's not even this puffed up pride of like, look at me serving, but there is such a blessing that you receive when you are serving others of just knowing you're glorifying God. And it's just this feeling inside of like, God, you did that. Like, you gave me that ability to serve those people. And I crave that. I crave that feeling of knowing I'm doing the Lord's work. And a lot of the times we are so out of that loop of what a blessing it is to serve people that we are just taking because we are in this place of, I'm tired, I need to do these things. But when we get our eyes off of ourselves, when we get our eyes off of our pride and in humility, when we're valuing others above ourselves, oh man, that is where the true blessing lies. And it's just incredible. I can't even describe the feeling, but I'm just like, even if you're exhausted out of serving people, it's like, wow, God was glorified. And I wish I had a good tangible way of explaining that, But man, if we can just get out of that cycle of I need, you know, I want, I deserve, I'm entitled, and just get into that line of thinking of others and understanding what a huge blessing that is. Not out of vain conceit. You don't do it out of this conceitedness, but just this humility. So I think I read this verse already. Yes, I did. I had a duplicate. So Proverbs 16:5, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. So God knows when people are being prideful, and they will not go unpunished. And so our God is a good father. He disciplines those he loves. And this has happened to me many a time when I've fallen into that trap of being prideful, of where I've ended up getting disciplined for it. And there's been a consequence to that. Or maybe my husband's given me advice and I've been prideful. Or maybe I've gotten on my husband for something because I'm prideful. And there ends up being a consequence to it. And I have had situations of where I haven't listened to my husband's advice in our marriage, and it's honestly sucked. It's not been fun. So just know there are always consequences, and those that God loves, he will discipline. So Romans 12:3, it says, for by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. And I really love this one, because how easy is it as wives to look at ourselves and say, look, I cleaned the house. Look, I cooked food all day. And we like puff ourselves up to like look at all these things that we've done. And we think that we're fine on this checklist with God, but we're actually sinning because, you know, we're not thinking and being grateful for the things that our husbands are doing. And we're not measuring our husbands the same way either. We're not looking at them in a lot of those situations and saying, look, he's working so hard. A lot of the time, our pride is saying, oh, my husband is lucky. He gets to go to work and talk to adults, and I could do that. And don't get me wrong, women are very multi-talented, and we can handle a lot of things. But that again, is pride. So as wives, we need to be not thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to. And we need to measure ourselves with sober judgment as well, because, you know, we are just the same amount of sinner as our husbands. And so often we either think of our husbands as a bigger sinner than we are, or we say we don't commit the same sins as our husbands. And again, that's pride. So Romans 12:16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with the people of low position. Do not be conceited. So yet again, some things associated with being prideful, do not be conceited. You know, you're not going to have harmony when you are proud. There's always going to be this strife. There's always going to be arguments, and there's going to be this friction. And so if you're struggling with maybe some friction in your marriage, you know, it could be obviously your spouse struggling with pride. Ask yourself, am I struggling with pride? And the hard thing with pride is really when we're feeling prideful, we need to put a magnifying glass on ourselves and God and put ourselves under the microscope. But what pride does is it makes us take the microscope and put it on everyone else but ourselves. And so it's a really difficult sin, because it can really just warp our view of ourselves. And last but not least, 1 Corinthians 3:4, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. So oftentimes when we're struggling with things like pride as wives, we're not being kind. We're not being patient. We're not being envy. And so often we're boasting in what we are doing and what we're accomplishing as a wife. And so a lot of the issues that we struggle with as wives can come from pride, and it can just come from this kind of inflated view of who we are. And, you know, we can attribute it to a lot of things. And so often it's because my husband's not doing this. If he would just do that. But in reality, we are being prideful. We're not being humble. And we are looking to have ourselves served rather than what God commands us to do, which God commands us as wives to be humble, to submit, to love and respect our husbands and to serve. So it's important to remember that in every thought process as we are navigating our marriage with our husband. And so many of my issues of the strife and the arguments or just the issues that we faced was me so often taking my pride and using that magnifying glass to put my husband under this microscope and judging him. And in reality, I had all of these things that I wasn't doing. I wasn't being humble. I wasn't serving him. I wasn't respecting him. I wasn't being grateful for what God had given to me. And I was putting myself in a position of God and refusing to acknowledge my dependence on Christ. And so I wasn't depending on God to meet my needs. I wanted my husband to fit all these lists of all these things for me, when it shouldn't matter whether or not my husband is doing those things, because I should be finding my dependence upon God. So when we put our husband in the position of, I'm getting what I need because I'm depending on you, it really messes things up. So I wanted to just share this podcast with you because so many of the issues in my marriage could have easily been resolved if I took the microscope off of my husband and just did what God had commanded me to do from the beginning. But a lot of the times I wouldn't do that because I was prideful, because I was proud. And a lot of the things like the entitlement I felt or these expectations I had for my husband, they didn't come from a place of humility. They came from a place of where I had pride in my life that I hadn't dealt with. And now I have these situations with my husband of like, we will have really long work weeks of where my husband isn't home a lot. And I'm just like, and he'll come home and he says, I'm so sorry, I wasn't present this week. I know you must be so tired. And instead of being proud, I have put God, I recognize my dependence on God. So when my husband is busy during the week, I'm not using my husband as my dependence. I'm using God as my dependence. I'm dependent on God. I've put myself in the status and position of I'm not God. And I've recognized that I'm dependent on God to meet my needs. So when there's those weeks of where my husband isn't present and he gets home, I'm not angry at him now. I'm not prideful. I'm saying, I'm so sorry you had a long week. I'm so grateful for all you do for us. But you know what? I got through this week that a lot of people would be like, look at my week. It was so hard. My husband isn't here. The kids were awful. And you want to know what I get to say instead of, you know, that pride? I get to say, thank you, God, for getting me through that. Because you get, when you put yourself in this position of where I am not aspiring to the status and position of God, I get to rest in God as a provider for me. And I'm not in the position of God, which is so great because I don't need to be in the position of God. And God gets to get the glory. And I get to say, thank you, God. I got to depend on you for my week. And it's not me that got me through my week, because my week was really hard, but God got me through my week. I got through it. Was it hard? Yes, absolutely. But I depended on God. It was great. I was in this humble position of realizing my position with God, because humility is honestly assessing ourselves in light of God's holiness and our sinfulness. I understand that I am sinful and I cannot do this without God. And praise the Lord that He did it all, and I get to rest in that. So that's the twin reality, and that's what this, going back to humility by C.J. Mahaney, is that's the twin reality that all genuine humility is rooted in, is God's holiness and our sinfulness. And without an honest awareness of both of these realities, all of our self-evaluation will be skewed, and we will fail to understand or practice true humility. We will miss out on experiencing the promise and pleasure that humility offers. And that's the end quote there. And so now that I'm in this place of where I still struggle with pride, it still comes up, and by no means have I crucified pride. It's going to be there, because it's one of those thorns in the flesh that is going to be in my side until the very end, until I cross the finish line. But I wanted to share about pride today, because hitting 10 years and just totally being blown away by this humility, by this honest assessment of understanding just how much of a sinner I am compared to God's holiness. Oh man, it really puts you in your place and it really puts you in perspective. And so I wanted to share about pride today, because I know there's a lot of wives out there that are probably really struggling in their relationships, of where maybe you have a lot of strife. And I want to say, for me, it came to this realization of I needed to not address my husband necessarily, but I needed to address the pride in my own life. And when I read this book and when I addressed these things that he talks about here, now I can tell you, my marriage is so much better with my husband. We are enjoying our marriage. We are delighting in our marriage, and we are both serving each other. And there's just this beautiful humility, but it didn't start with me addressing my husband and his issues and his struggles and where he was failing as a husband. It started with addressing the root of my issues, and that was my pride. And so I just want to read this last statement and leave it with you guys, is why does God hate pride so passionately? And here's why. Pride is when sinful humans, so us, pride is when Jessica aspires to the status and position of God and refuses to acknowledge my dependence on him. So replace this statement with your name on it, and I'll read it here, and I want you to insert your name in here. Pride is when I, Susie, I, Karen, I, Hannah, aspire to the status and position of God and refuse to acknowledge my dependence on him. And to contrast that now, what humility looks like. Humility is honestly assessing ourselves in light of God's holiness and our sinfulness. So humility is honestly assessing myself, Jessica, in light of God's holiness and my Jessica's sinfulness. So replace your name with that. Humility is honestly assessing blank in light of God's holiness and my blank sinfulness. And the sooner you can address the pride in your life, of where those little things might not seem like pride to you, but are driving up strife, that are maybe driving up division, that you're like, I can't believe we keep having those same arguments. Start with yourself. And you know, so often as wives, we want it to be our husbands first. And unfortunately, that's kind of pride, right? And we should focus on ourselves in humility and ask ourselves, where are we aspiring to put ourselves in the status and position of God? And where are we refusing to acknowledge our dependence on God? And where are we putting our dependence on our husbands, when in reality it needs to be put on God? And that will really help a lot of any issues or traction you're having on with your marriage. Because when you put your dependence on God and instead of your husband, and when you put yourself in that humble position of understanding who we are in light of God's holiness with our sinfulness, it will help bring your perspective back to a Christ-like perspective of your relationship. When you are hashing things out with your husband, when you are having issues with your husbands, of where you're having these thoughts of like, well, I need to address this, I need to do this, he's not doing that. It really brings it back to this perspective of able to being gracious with them, able to have humility with them. And instead of it being this pride, we're just focusing on ourselves, depending on Christ and having our needs met on Christ, and not needing to take that out on what our husbands are or are not doing. So I hope this podcast can make some sense. I wanted to just share again the book that I hugely quoted in this, because it's just so good. It's called Humility, True Greatness by C.J. Mahaney. It is a very short read. It is only, I think, 100 or so pages, 170 pages. But before we leave, I just want to share with you one last thing from this book. It's about $14 on Amazon. Pick it up. It's so good. Read it with your spouse. And this is just saying how to weaken pride and to cultivate humility. So I want to give you these list of suggestions. So number one, reflect on the wonder of the cross of Christ. And number two, as each day begins, begin your day by acknowledging your dependence upon God and your need for God, not your husband, not on whether he serves you today, not whether he provides perfectly. Number three, begin your day expressing gratefulness to God. Number four, practice the spiritual disciplines, prayer, study of God's word, worship. Do this consistently each day and at the day's outset, if possible. Number five, seize your commute time to memorize and meditate on scripture. Six, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And then as each day ends, number seven, at the end of each day, transfer the glory to God. Number eight, before going to sleep, receive this gift of sleep from God and acknowledge his purpose for sleep. So there's a couple more on there. I'm not going to tell you them because I want you to grab the book and read it because it's so good. That's Humility to Greatness by CJ Mahaney. And I hope that you could learn something from my journey in marriage, what caused the most strife in my marriage. And it's something that I have to continue to walk out. Every day we're going to have pride come up. We're going to want to serve ourselves as wives. But I want to encourage you to find your true dependence on God. Don't put your husband in that place. And then instead of focusing on your husband, focus on areas in your life where maybe you need to crucify Christ and submit to the authority of Scripture and what Scripture says our perspective should be about pride. And yeah, that is the podcast. I hope you enjoyed this anniversary special. It's kind of longer, but there's just so much I wanted to share with you guys because truly I feel like for me, this has been game changer in my marriage and has just brought a new life and a new joy into my marriage. And it didn't come from my husband changing, it came from me changing. So I hope that this could offer you some insight. And I just want to pray for you guys before we go. So dear God, thank you so much that I've been married for 10 years now. Thank you that it didn't take changing my husband, but it took focusing on the areas in my life of where I wasn't dependent on you and where my pride was blinding me. I pray that any woman listening to this would just be encouraged that they can make a change and that God, you're such a good and gracious God that we can come to you, we can repent, and we can start over, and you're gracious to help us as we navigate this journey. Help us to be wives that don't put our husbands under a microscope. Help us to not be prideful and thinking we're better than our husbands, but to view ourselves in the same light of our husbands as sinners redeemed by Christ and being sanctified together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me for this podcast. Follow me over at Refined Purpose on Instagram. And guess what? I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.